WCFW FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
CFW, finally Friday, can't say it enough. It's Mike the K along with you. Good morning, happy Friday to you. We are knocking on the weekend. Are you ready for it? I know I am, that's for sure. A lot of music to get you up and on your way this morning, and coming up in a few minutes, our feel-good story of the day, and it is a really good one. All right, stick around.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. Like to say to you, but I don't know how. expect you not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. Summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her hair. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Thank you.
Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
Hey. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. See, everybody thought that Prince was all about purple, but obviously that raspberry beret was just that did him in. All right, it's Mike along with you. Time for our feel-good story of the day today. I'd like to start things out with a positive story, if you will, and this is a good one. Five-year-old Henley Castellan lives in Tennessee, been thinking about all the things that are going on, according to her parents, because of Hurricane Helene. Again, she's five. She demonstrated her heart when she realized how many kids were displaced, and she wanted to help. She thought they don't have their toys to keep them, company. and give them something to do. She decided to gather up a bunch of her own toys to share with some of these young victims of these recent hurricanes. And with help of her mom, Jennifer, she went on and started a Facebook group. Henley's efforts, donations came pouring in, according to her mom. People dropped off bags and bags of stuffed animals for the cause, along with cash donations for even more toys. Henley's generosity has led to a donation of over 900 stuffed animals, which are now putting smiles on the faces of children who are currently dealing with some extremely rough situations because of Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. So to little five-year-old Henley, great job with this young girl. And don't you get the feeling that this is just the beginning of great things to come in her life?
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. CFW.
People around here are talking about the election and what's important to them. And we all know local voices matter. So here's Amanda talking about how she sees things.
I am Amanda, and I live here in Wisconsin. As a nurse, our role is to support our patients. Women especially need an advocate, and that's Kamala Harris. Harris gets that it's women, not politicians, who should be making their own healthcare decisions. And Donald Trump would like to take even more access away. This is a guy who is proud about overturning Roe v. Wade.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it.
He's going to take away as many rights from women that he possibly can. Project 2025 is real. I looked it up. It's a fully written plan to take away our rights. The plan says it could ban abortion nationwide. It could even ban IVF. I don't want to think about living in a world like that. We need to put Trump behind us.
Paid for by AB PAC, AmericanBridgePAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AB PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
My motor up, gonna come in.
That group really led that new wave onslaught in the Knack. They were so good when they came out. It was, boy, they were a fun band. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's the 11th of October, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet. Hope it's going to be a great day today for you. Thanks for letting me be part of your morning routine and getting started with you. If you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, open it up. Go to 1057 CFW. Drop me a text. Let me know where you're listening this morning, okay? Here's Blondie.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Team.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
CFW, Mike the K along with you. Is your email constantly slammed with phishing, these phishing attempts and all this, people trying to rip you off or tell you, click on this because some account has been shut down? It's just constant. You have to be so careful. And coming up in a few minutes, there was a woman that was duped out of $15,000. Wait till you hear what happened. Man, you got to be careful.
And more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s. More Mike McKay along with you. I think this is a great reminder. You ever get emails and they tell you, you know, you should click on this because some account is closed or it, you know, something didn't get paid. They're all scams. They just are waiting there to rip us off. Here's a woman in Hong Kong who lost $15,000 by con men who sold her, quote, medication to combat a computer virus. The 43-year-old woman said she had no idea. She only needed an inexpensive app to take care of the virus. She thought that she needed all types of different, as they summed it up, medication for her computer. Police are searching for the men. They say they don't have a whole lot of confidence in being able to track them down. It looks like she's just going to be out of $15,000. If it comes in your email and it has a link to click, don't click it, ever.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Wurzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Wurzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@wurzerbuilders.com. Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
For 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Chippewa County Board voted to deny a claim by Sheriff Travis Hakes to pay over $27,000 in legal fees. The claim stems from an investigation into Sheriff Hakes last year involving accusations of misconduct, including inappropriate messages sent to a female employee and potential code of ethics violations involving his real estate business and private weapons sales. The investigation eventually led to the county board voting no confidence in Sheriff Hakes. The board voted 14-6 to deny the legal fees claim. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. Walz will first appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. Walz was in Eau Claire in August. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters with no other details available. It's the latest of several stops by candidates from both parties in the past 2 months in Wisconsin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was in Dodge County earlier this week. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
One more warm day today, then fall is going to kick in over the weekend, and we may actually have some frost or a hard freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy, becoming sunny, 74 this afternoon, 42 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, afternoon, evening sprinkles with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
CFW.
105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you on this finally Friday. We are closing in on the weekend. The quicker you get your Friday started, the sooner we get to the weekend, which we all know goes in the blink of an eye. So let's get it here and get it started on it. Say good morning to Charlie. She's up and listening to 105.7 CFW. She said, I'm not superstitious, Mike, but I sure like that Stevie Wonder song. Okay, I do too. Here you go.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters about to fall. 13-month-old baby. Broke the looking glass. 7 years of bad luck. Good things in your past. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way.
CFW.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together,
We feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings his sad song. Every rose has its thorn. DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Sound DJ It's cool.